Welcome to episode 2 of the Life Beside Christ podcast. We've got a little bit of house cleaning to go over due to...
It is pod.
We've got no house cleaning. Our email I gave you is correct in episode 1. Maybe I should go ahead and give that to you again for...
On the record.
Real quick for you, so if you got any questions or comments...
Concerns.
To give that to you again, the email is lifebesidechristpod@gmail.com. That's lifebesidechristpod@gmail.com. So today's episode is going to be kind of the introduction into who we are, how we got here, what led us to this, and kind of go over our history. So I guess we'll start with the Bible-less one. Carter Hayes can start with his intro. Then we'll come over to me and finish with Levi Parkovich.
Facts. All right. Who I am? I am Carter Hayes. I don't have a great coming to Christ story, but I was just raised in a Christian household. Didn't go to church that consistently growing up, but it's just what we did. Didn't mean that much at the time. We went, I don't know, once a month or so. We ran around with Brady and me with travel sports. Very busy. So in 2013, I got baptized. I would have been in sixth grade, I think 11 years old at the time. We went on and off through church through the years. Then we started in, we started a Bible study in 2020, and that was when I really got to know God and start my, Christian journey for real. Started raising questions and getting closer to God. We are young in our faith and pretty new and fresh in our Christian journey.
So what about, like you said, you kind of grew up, your guys' church is right down the road.
Yeah.
But you guys went to church growing up. Was that like once in every while or?
Probably around once a month. Just whenever we had time, we'd go, but.
So when you were going, did you ever have thoughts or questions after, or like you said, at that time you were just kind of going because mom and dad said so?
No, I was pretty fired up to crawl under the pews and
that's so funny.
Get
so
some
I was literally going to hit on this as well. So our original church, which you never got to experience,
right.
When we were real young, you got to, what did our preacher call it? We had a quick little, maybe like a 2-minute. Tiny sermon for the kids, mm-hmm. Something quick that we could relate to. And you got to come up there to sit next to the preacher one of two ways. You could walk down the aisle like a normal human being, or you could crawl under the tunnels.
Yep.
So there's just little kids crawling between adults' legs.
That's hilarious.
Fight their way up
that
to the...
So funny.
So that's what we did. That was... I'm with Carter, so... obviously, brothers went to the same church, and as a young kid, we were Christians, but it was kind of like the, we believe in God, we want to go to heaven, and that's all I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And you could argue till a couple of years, that's still
mm-hmm.
about all I knew.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I know this is right, I know morally how I should be acting due to that, but... besides that, I didn't know a lot, and so that's kind of, it was kind of just look forward to the grape juice and climbing under the tunnel for most of our childhood. Now, so when you were, we'll come around and get your full story, but
all right.
Starting at a young age, was there anything like that for you? Or?
Yeah, no, there wasn't. I'll hit on this anyways, but in my family of my siblings, I was the only one baptized, but I was baptized as... like a 1-year-old. After that, I think there were very few times when I was young, like under the age of 7, where I went to church with my grandma, where we lived at the time. But then there was like, there wasn't really anything else in it at that point in my life.
Yeah. Which I think that seems very common.
Right.
Carter, you feel good with your intro, or you got more you want
to? That's about all I had. Not too much. But I think that's the point. I don't think a lot of people have a lot of people have this great story that this is when it happened.
Yeah.
I think just growing up, nothing that significant.
So but when did things start ramping up for you? And how? Like in as your process, as you went through things, how did or what started ramping stuff up for you?
I think that Bible study, 2020, that Bible study, that's when I really was, like we said, on fire. That's when I was fired up for the Lord. I knew why I got baptized. I knew what I believed in.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't until those Bible studies and just thinking about it, praying.
Right, and those Bible studies were Bible studies that your dad kind of put together for your family, and you guys invited me to go when he's saying those Bible studies.
Yep.
But I guess pre-Bible study, I mean, were you just kind of, when your dad said, hey, I think we're going to start like a house Bible study, did it start after that, or were you like before that? Was it kind of picking up for you?
I think it was after that. I wasn't thinking about it too much, and it wasn't in the front of my mind in line of importance in my life, which
at that time, right?
It feels crazy to say.
Yeah,
right. You feel bad saying that.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
But I think there's a lot of people.
Yeah. And so those Bible studies got me thinking. I'm like, okay, I got to do something different in my life. I got to start praying. If I got to be serious about this thing, it's the most important thing in my life.
Yeah.
So that's when it happened.
Because how long had your dad been preaching?
Ooh, that's a good question. So he's been preaching the whole time you've been there?
Yeah.
And you started there
I think late 2018.
Okay, I had So probably right around, I bet 2016, 2017.
Okay.
Wow, that's crazy.
I bet 2017.
That's probably right. Probably right before you started at our church. Late 2017.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of funny.
I guess in my mind, I thought he had always been preaching for like a lot of your guys' time growing up. I guess in my head, I didn't know that.
What's kind of amazing is as I go through my timeline, and you've heard Carter go through his, it kind of goes around the way that our father went through his.
Yeah.
Because I think he'd say the same thing. He's always been a Christian. And his testimonies, we need to get him on here at some point to talk about his. And
yeah.
That'd be fascinating because ours is, Carter and I, is pretty simple. But his is interesting. The thing is, as a young kid, unless you're crazy mature or there's some other influence, it's not really on your mind to go to church without your parents. So our parents were taking us, when we were real young, probably 3 times a month.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got into travel basketball. And so AAU basketball, listeners out there are going to know, some will know what it is, some won't. But it's every weekend, and it's not near here. It's Missouri, Ohio, Wisconsin, Indiana. So that's a Saturday, Sunday deal. Leave on a Friday, you're missing church all those days. So,
right. And that, I mean, pretty commonly between us three, we were all playing a lot of sports growing up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're still pretty competitive people. And we
watch.
So we all, like you guys were, I guess, next to the church, kind of close to it. Me, it wasn't really a part of my life at that point. But again, gone on weekends, school, practice, every other day of the week.
It's kind of crazy. You don't really talk about it much. As a parent, you want to give your kid everything you can.
Uh-huh.
And so sports were really big for us. Dad did not get to play, so it was this big thing that we got to play at a pretty high level. But with that comes Sunday, you're not going to church.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing basketball in front of college coaches. So that kind of got sacrificed, and that is happening to thousands of kids.
Yeah.
It's crazy where we're at with sports, or it could be anything, hunting, cornhole. It's just everything's on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we're going to watch football, but luckily we're not playing in that game. So we get to go to church and then watch football.
I guess, side note, just real quick, I guess I didn't know this until maybe last week. Did you guys know most NFL teams have like a team, like pastor?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah.
Most of them. I don't say that for sure, but like I've seen a number of like pictures or videos where people kind of, NFL players take their kids or families and they go talk to,
well,
they
take
have, like
back.
Little warships and stuff like that.
I no longer feel bad for them. But...
Sorry, side note.
But yeah, that's, I'll kind of start going through mine and then we can go off, run with that. So mine's similar to Carter's, obviously raised together, what, 3 years apart?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Is that right? So when we were younger, and I say younger, I'm so bad with kids' ages. I don't know. I thought my daughter would be walking by now. She's 5 months, so I'm way off on what to expect. But, boy, maybe 3 or 4 all the way up to 6th grade, maybe. We went on and off to church. Dad was pretty active in the church. Mom was, too. I think we just didn't realize it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
like I said, as a kid, your first thought is not, man, who's preaching today?
Yeah.
It's more like, did mom pick up the dino nuggets or...
did she set my clothes out for me?
Yeah. So, on and off. But even when we were going to church, it was, you get to crawl through the tunnel to go fake listen to your preacher. And then you're going to get sent back to the back room to color a picture of a donkey. And you're going to learn, the more I talk about this stuff, how I am. So even today, I'm that same way. If I don't go into a sermon, I need a notebook or something. But if I don't go into a sermon thinking, hey, you got to get everything out of this, I will think about what I got to do Monday at work, what I messed up Friday at work. So it's not shocking that I wasn't listening after I crawled through the tunnel. That's none of this, none of my lack of knowledge at a young age is on anybody else besides me. I'm just pretty sure I got a mental disorder and I haven't addressed it yet. So then I'd say 4th or 5th grade, I was baptized. Now, this is going to possibly stir up some controversy, maybe get some emails, and it'd be a good topic to discuss down the road. But I was baptized 4th or 5th grade at a church camp. It was the first, I believe, the first time I stayed away from my parents overnight. And I bawled. It was like 2 nights. I cried every night, and I still bug my parents about this. So at this church camp, it was my first year gone, but my friends had gone like 2 or 3 years in a row before that. So little scrawny Brady Hayes, your parents could send you mail in little care packages. Well, I was unaware that my parents had no idea about this mail. So I'd walk up right behind my friends, say my name, Brady Hayes. We got nothing for you. I'm going to die here.
They forgot about me.
Yeah, so that's kind of off topic, but...
dropped me off and said goodbye.
Yeah, and then you got to watch your friends. I mean, we know how I feel about Laffy Taffy. And your friends are getting care packages with little hearts, and they're getting Laffy Taffy. And you're sitting over there eating beans or something at the church camp. So at the church camp, I got baptized. This happened, so we were in a session, and it was like a coming to the Lord session, a chance for you to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. Well, I was unaware of that. I was, the room was dark. Like I said, I don't listen. And all my friends went up, and I'm sitting there, I'm like crying because my parents aren't there. So then I saw my friends go up. I'm like, well, I'm not going to sit on the floor alone. So I went up. Well, that meant you're getting baptized, even if you don't know what that means. So my first baptism was just kind of a cold swim,
right,
a polar plunge. And like I said, we should probably discuss baptisms and what the Bible says,
mm-hmm,
and what we think from that, because in my opinion, truly, it was just a cold plunge for me, because I didn't know, I didn't have a clue what I was doing there.
But I'm sure at that time, like, you're like, okay, I'm baptized, like, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
You know, you've heard that word, but I don't know what, didn't know what it meant.
Right.
It was just, yeah, I'm baptized. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Go home, tell mom and dad when they finally remember to pick me up.
Yeah, well, yeah, if they remember to pick
yeah
me up. They're not going to drop off any mail so you don't bawl every day, but they might pick you up. So then, junior high to high school, we've kind of already hit on that. That was, junior high was when I quit baseball, so I went straight to basketball. And like I said, my dad did not play, so he was putting everything he could into helping us with basketball, dragging along Carter, dragging along our sister Emma. We're leaving at 4:30 a.m. on a Thursday morning to go get to a basketball camp in Virginia or something.
Mm-hmm.
So he did everything. But what comes with that is, like I said, you miss Sunday services.
Yeah.
So there's a pretty good stretch from junior high, seventh grade, to probably junior year, where I just did not go to church. I mean, I went to church, but it wasn't consistent enough to get anything. And at that time, podcasts weren't really a thing.
Yeah.
So it was, you could listen on the radio to some famous preacher, but I still don't
put on a recording of Billy Graham or something.
Yeah. but like you said, that wasn't on my mind. I was,
yeah,
I was trying to find Merle Haggard on Apple Music. So there is a pretty good stretch there where I wasn't involved in church, was hardly going to church. Still believed. There was no wavering on that, but just didn't educate myself on the topic. So then high school, I am baptized again. I don't have the year, but I know that that time I knew what it meant. I was serious about it. I was ready to take that leap. And that's something that it is a pretty, I mean, it's very serious.
Yeah.
And it's a tough topic that we do need, like I said, we do need to cover, because so many young people get baptized but then go on to lead these lives that are unrelated to what they just said that they would take on.
Yeah. Like, people think, okay, the dunk means everything I've done now and the future is covered. I'm
yeah
done. Like, it's good.
Yeah, I can go
check
back
the
to
box.
It.
And
yeah.
And, like, what you're talking about is something we've talked about in our Bible studies, is a believer's baptism is understanding what and why you're being baptized before you're doing it.
Right.
Is why the difference.
Yeah, so in high school, I did that and finally felt good about where I was at. So then, graduated 2017, go to college, still go to church way more, getting that consistency up. And then same timeline that just about everybody else has.
Yeah.
2020, that's when the three of us became golf addicts at 22 years old, 18
yeah
years old, and 21 years old.
Right.
Golf addicts, full-on, full-blown
yep
golf addicts.
Doing
huge USC fans, screaming in our living room, lots of laughs over UFC, and I think on fire for the Lord or God is a good way to put that.
Yeah.
Person earlier.
And then also complaining about the Steelers, but...
And complaining about the Steelers.
Yeah.
That's...
Still going.
Yeah.
Ongoing.
Even when we're winning. So, yeah, 2020, we start this Bible study in Mom and Dad's double-wide. That's the best part of it, is it's not the, they're not going to some mansion or some giant church. It's just the same. The
city of Linville.
Yeah, the giant city of Linville. 96 people?
Yeah,
96. 96. So that's where the Bible study's at, and that's when everything gets serious. That started dating my wife and put myself in deep waters here. 2016. Married 2021. So to kind of bring her into this, so she was a Catholic. In 2020, you can kind of hit on it, right? 2020, when you...
Yeah.
Was the year she was baptized in our church, and transferred her membership to our church away from Catholicism. And so to tie that in, kind of with the Bible study, is she was great for me because with that Catholic upbringing and school, I may not agree with everything that they think,
mm-hmm.
but she knew so much more about the Bible than I did.
Yeah.
I think a private school can be so good for a kid and the education. But so she was big with that Bible study for me. Obviously, Dad, being a preacher and leading the Bible study was helpful. But we probably had on good nights 10 people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just crammed into a double wide around the tiny little.
Every table. Chair, seat in the house.
Every chair was taken. A cooler. Mom. She's always pulling some weird crate or something.
It weighs 200 pounds.
Yeah, it's got old like Duck Dynasty CDs,
and blankets, and just everything stuffed into it.
Yeah. So 2020 was the big year for all of us, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Of when it was really like, okay, so I know that I believe this. I know I want to go to heaven. I have an idea of how to get there. But now what are the next steps? What do I need to learn to help others? I know I want a family at some point, need to help them, help friends, and really wanting to be able to talk to other people intelligently is a big one in 2020. So then that leads to 2022/3.
Yeah.
We're at this podcast and trying to move forward from there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think my story is pretty different than you guys, just for the fact of the moving and everything like that. I guess to start, my dad was a college football coach growing up, college football and baseball when I was younger. So I was born in Indiana. At about 6 or 7, we moved to Duluth, Minnesota. So we're way up there. And then, again, I'm just, nothing in my life at that point. We lived there until I think I'm about 12. And up until that point, like I said, I was baptized when I was 1, I believe. And I kind of remember walking into a church when I was younger with my grandma. But, again, I didn't remember anything. I don't remember even sitting in there. I just remember walking into it. So, yeah, I'm moving around. I have 2 siblings, my older brother, Bo, and my younger sister, Veronica. I'm a mom and dad, and we're moving. And it's funny because when people ask me where I'm from, a lot of times I just say, I'm from the Midwest.
Yeah.
We started, my brother was born in Illinois. My sister and I were born in Indiana, up to Minnesota, down to Iowa, and then back here to Illinois. It's like we kind of did a big circle through the Midwest.
Mainly just the cold states.
Yeah. Those are the fun ones. Yeah. My dad, I think, is sworn not to move any further north than where he is now. He hates the snow. But, so yeah, then we moved to Iowa. When I lived in Iowa, I had a friend who went to, I think they called it a church, but it was a youth center, I guess. And Wednesday nights, they did, youth services. Sometimes they did, little plays or something like that. But it was a cool place because it was a place for kids that maybe they needed something to get out of their house. Something, like, they just needed a place to go. And this place, it was a pretty cool place. It was, like, indoor gym. There was, that's like, a little arcade in there, pool tables. And then they had, like, their auditorium room, kind of. And I went there a couple times with him. And I didn't really know anything, like, what was going on. I was just there, and I seen other people. And then I moved here my senior year of high school, 2016. And I meet Brady in a study. We had a study hall together in high school. And we were kind of like, we would talk to each other in study hall and like in passing every now and then. And go through senior year, graduate here in Jacksonville and go to IC. And then again, Brady and I ended up being in a world religion.
That's exactly what it was.
Class.
Not even like, just world religions for sure.
Yeah. A world religion class at IC, and I think that was that having that class together, I think, was the thing that we're like, we knew each other from high school, and we started becoming closer friends at that point, I think, and inviting me out to their house and stuff like that.
That was definitely a change, because when we in high school, I don't know how many conversations we had, but it was fairly limited.
Yeah. I knew Brady had a brother in high school, and he was some goofy dude that looked like skin and bones, just tall, lanky, goofy.
Kind of like he looks now.
Yeah, basically.
Different hair.
Yeah. Then the study hall, and I knew you played basketball, and that was really the extent of it.
And then college, like you said, came closer, and there were a couple, like Ryan Kaufman. Shout out Ryan Kaufman if he's out there. But
other people we went to high school.
Yeah. But weren't, now granted Ryan was on the basketball team, we were a little closer.
Yeah.
But it's just funny how you go to college and then all of a sudden you're just friendships change and you get closer to some people.
Right, you know someone's name and you're like kinda.
But yeah, that's kinda how we linked up.
Yeah, and I think that class kinda piqued certain parts of my interest when we started talking about the different religions, because at that point I really had no real introduction to any religion. I took a class in high school that was similar. It was more like watered down high school version of the class in Iowa. In college, it was like, what is this kind of mean? And you could kind of tell, I guess, think about it now. I look back and you could kind of tell the professors that teach that, I guess, maybe kind of are a little scared to come off like they're preaching it.
Yeah, tiptoe around.
Right. So it, to me, it was like we spent a lot more time on Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, and Islam. And then we kind of just kind of, oh, here's Christianity. Here we go. Okay, we're done.
Yeah.
And it was like, are we scared to talk about it? Like, I just want to know what is it? I know a lot about this religion, or like how they practice stuff, how they go about their prayer and like stuff like that. Their, I guess, their ceremonies. When we came to Christianity, it was like nothing. Then I think so we graduated in 2017. We took that class, I think, the fall of 2017. In 2018, by that point, we've been buddies a little bit. I'd gotten to know your guys' family and so on. And I think towards the end of 2018, Brady sent me a text, said, hey, my dad's preaching at our church this Sunday, and we're supposed to invite a friend. Your friend that I'm texting if you want to come to church. And I was like, I remember sitting on my bed and I was like, what? Go to church? Like, What does that mean? Like, what do I do? Like, what's it like? Am I going to be embarrassed going? Like, I'm not going to know what's going on.
Yeah.
So I remember I went down and told my mom and dad. I lived at home in college, and I went and told my mom and dad. I was like, Brady invited me to church. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And my parents kind of grew up kind of not in church, like, all the time. But I think their parents were each more, I guess, in their belief. Mm-hmm. So they're like, oh, okay, you should go. I was like, okay, well, yeah, I think I was going to, but I just didn't know what that meant.
What do I wear?
Yeah. Then
what will I wear?
I was like, I don't think I have clothes. I was like, I don't have a button-up shirt. I go to school in sweatpants and sweatshirts, yeah. just like I go to work now. So I was like, I don't even think I have a pair of khaki pants or anything that fit me. Like, jeans okay to wear and whatever. And he's like, I think I borrowed a shirt from my dad. And my mom was like, well, you got to make sure you take your offering. Like, hold on. What am I offering here? I'm like, what does that mean? She's like, well, they'll pass around a plate or something, and you put money in it. I was like, oh, okay, I don't really know. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't have money. Can I borrow some money?
Yeah, you have that as well.
So I think I took a couple bucks and I went to church with you. And I remember the sermon your dad was preaching was the invitation itself is a form of love, which it just stuck with me. It was the first sermon I heard, and I probably couldn't tell you anything else about the sermon, but that was like the biggest message.
So that's when you knew I loved you?
Yeah.
You really felt that?
But it was like, okay, so this probably means something, right? Like, that's pretty, like, I've never even heard a sermon before, but I'm able to kind of pick that out, I guess. Mm-hmm. And obviously your dad was preaching that, so it was said. It wasn't like I just came to that conclusion myself. And I think for the next few months, you kept sending me texts, church Sunday, church this weekend, church, you come to church? And I would go. And I maybe went, not every weekend, but I was going. I went pretty steadily for a while. And I was like, I still don't know what I'm learning or what I'm hearing. And then, like you said, we started that Bible study. And at that point, I picked up on things a little bit. I think I kind of looked into some stuff myself. I don't think I really ever even looked in a Bible, though, at that point. And then we started the Bible study. I think it was, I want to say it was around Christmas, because I came over, and I think for the first Bible study, your parents gave me this Bible.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, like I showed up and I was like, I don't have a Bible. I'm like,
I don't have my offering tonight.
Their offerings at Bible study? Communion? And that's another, the communion was like, do I take it or do I not?
Right.
I think I was so confused the first time they passed communion around, because I saw all you guys taking it, the little piece of bread and then the little cup of juice. I'm like, well, I guess I have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember I took the little cracker, the bread. I didn't take the juice. So I was like, just here you go. I just passed it up.
I just want the body.
I didn't understand it. So I was just like, well, in my head, I was like, well, maybe since I don't understand it, I shouldn't take it. But we started the Bible study. And then I believe in, I want to say, like February or January of 21, Zoe and I got baptized because we had been doing our Bible study a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the beginning of 2021 is when we got baptized, I believe. And then, like you said, we, at that point, I think we were all like on fire, like sending questions to your dad. I think you guys laughed at me a lot just because during the Bible studies, just the random questions I would come up with. I'm like, well, what about, how many angels are there? How many, like, just...
What material was the robe made of?
Just random questions. And then, I guess, one of the things that stuck with me was the advice that your dad said. And the questions came and went, and we answered, and we talked about them a lot. But the biggest thing that stuck with me since then, especially as a newer Christian, where I'm learning what the word baptism even means, what... the Old Testament and the New Testament even are. The thing he said was, if it doesn't concern my salvation right now, maybe that's not the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? It's okay to be curious about things you read in there or that you hear. But if it, right now, as I'm learning, if it's not directly related to my salvation, that can be kind of on the back burner right now. So I need to worry about the big things, being baptized, understanding what Jesus came and did and those kind of things. And so I guess I rambled quite a bit, but that was, I guess, the big piece of my story.
What you hit on there, that kind of gets to, it kind of correlates with our podcast.
Right.
Is we just, we've got the, what is salvation? How do we get there?
Yeah.
And now we're kind of getting into, okay, time to study the Bible, educate ourselves, learn more every day. But yeah, you're right. As far as salvation number one,
mm-hmm.
and then as this podcast is ramping up, we're kind of getting into learning more and more about it.
Yeah. And then kind of like we talked about in the first episode, why we started this. And I mentioned I teach elementary school here. I interact with so many kids in high school, middle school, elementary. But at that time, I think a lot of this was happening just before and as I started my student teaching. And as a PE teacher, my job is going to be to teach my students physical education. But I was kind of debating with myself for a while with the thought of, but as a Christian, I'm supposed to help spread God's word, and I can't directly do that as a teacher in a public school. So I was on fire for Jesus, and I was really enjoying what I was doing and going to school for. So I kind of started to think, you know, how can I do both of these things, or can I even do both of these things at the same time with what I was doing? And then I really started to kind of question if I wanted to be a teacher, not because I didn't enjoy teaching, but to teach and coach high school sports, or if I actually wanted to go into college coaching with the thought that I would be able to share my faith a little more with others around me in those types of settings with less worry as to whether it could affect my job in some way. But I had a conversation with your dad, and I had talked to my dad about it a little bit, and I tried praying about it as well, and I kind of came to this answer that hopefully as Christians, we're living a life, especially to other Christians, and hopefully it's very clear to other Christians, but also just people who know that you are a follower of Jesus and that you are a Christian, and they think, yeah, that person is a Christian, that person is a follower of Jesus, and that's why they act like that, or that's why they live like that, or that's why they treat people the way they treat people. You know, being a good person, but not just for others to tell you that you are a good person, that you're being a good person, right? We're not trying to just please other people for our own sake. If there's someone we're trying to please, it is Jesus. And if your dad had a sermon about this a couple months ago, I think, about being a reflection of Jesus. And, you know, hopefully we are looking at Jesus and we're trying to be that reflection of Jesus and trying to be a reflection of Jesus. We're looking at the perfect role model, being a role model for others around us, especially the youth. So if I can do that as a teacher just by my actions and how I'm living and how I'm treating others, who knows the kind of hopefully positive effect it can have to people year round, whether it's coworkers or just some of the kids that as they get older, they look back at the impact that maybe you had on them and they remember some of the ways that you lived and treated other people in hopefully a very positive way. And as a reflection of Jesus. So, yeah.
Yeah. So a question for you two. Do you guys want to wrap up with a heated debate topic?
Yeah.
Do you feel like we covered the intros well enough that the whole world knows us now?
Oh, yeah.
Everything about us?
Sure.
You, when you were discussing that first invite to church.
Yeah.
And freaking out, what do I wear? Like a Grinch. It's a kilt. No, but what are your views on how you should dress for church? It's kind of, I saw Bob Does Sports. They did a podcast on how to dress for golf. And I was like, man, that's kind of interesting for church because we get so wrapped up in you have to have dress pants, dress shirt, tie, suit.
Yeah, and that's especially for me, like, never going to church. Yeah. I was like, it has to be, it must be. It's what,
yeah.
It's what TV shows, that's what the movies show.
Right, yeah. And I feel like it can be intimidating for people. Uh-huh. And to me, if the trade-off is somebody not going to church, that's not worth it. Like,
mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Right. I'm sure we all have a pretty similar answer on this, too. But
yeah. I used to be like, okay, you need to look presentable. Your hair needs to be done. No hats. Dress shoes, the whole nine yards. Now, if you're getting there, and even if you have a hat on, that's going to be unpopular compared to what some listeners might think.
Yeah.
Even if you're wearing a hat or a beanie, I don't really care at this point anymore.
Yeah.
Are you hearing the word? Are you improving your life and the way you live because of the word? That's kind of where I stand on it. I used to, and actually what changed it was Unashamed.
Yeah.
Jay's talking about people that wear hats to church.
And, or even just how he looked with a lot of their family with their big
mm-hmm.
scraggly beards and stuff like that.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, who are we to decide what you can and can't wear? That's really not our realm, in my opinion. But, Carter, you got thoughts?
So whenever you asked that, I thought of what we're kind of in the middle now. I don't think it matters, whatever you wear, as long as you're getting something out of it. But I think of, like, when church first started, they're in rags. I mean, it doesn't,
mm-hmm.
doesn't matter. You're learning something and trying to better yourself. And then I don't know where it started to become, you got to dress up, look good for the Lord, I guess. I don't know.
I blame the old people.
Yeah, it's always old people.
That's a different debate, but...
that's too much for the second podcast. But I don't know. I think I completely agree with wear whatever. I think I will try to dress up and be presentable because my hair looks bad enough, so I have to dress up better.
Look at that crispy curls on the back of your head.
Kind of even it out. But, yeah, I think as long as you're hearing it and getting there, that's the big thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. But with that being said, we don't want to just go to church to go to church at the same time, right? Like, you're going there for a reason. And church on Sunday, it shouldn't be the only time that that's your day centered around church, right? Your life should be centered around Christ, not just your Sundays. But yeah, pretty similar looks on it.
When I'm looking up why dress nice for church right now, and it's kind of what I expect. The big one is they're saying that you show them respect for God and the religion, which I understand, but I kind of wonder if he cares that much. I think it's what's in your heart.
Yeah.
And I think if you're going to church to learn, you're already showing respect, even if you're not dressed nice. So, I mean, 2 weeks ago, maybe, I went to church in my Dickies carpenter jeans.
Yeah.
And I would have never done that several years ago, but I'm kind of the point where I'll try to dress nice if I've got the clothes that are clean, but it's not, in my opinion, it's not the end of the world. So there's our hot tip for you guys. If you get invited to church, don't let that intimidate you. Wear what you're comfortable in, what you feel shows yourself in a positive light for where you're headed. But I wouldn't spend too much time on it, and I definitely wouldn't let it stop you from attending church. That's the big one.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll keep you out of heaven if you were.
Yeah, it's back to the salvation.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal to God.
So I guess we happy. Anything else, you guys?
For sure.
Any other hot tips?
Hot tip.
No? All right. Well, thanks for listening to episode 2. We look forward to the next episode with you.